tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are joining us today. Well, we know it must be Sunday because it's the day that all the families are home today because there's no school or work, and we're just relaxing and getting ready for the next day ahead. Now, we all know that a family tradition is being with Mommy, Daddy, Grandma, Nana, Grandpa, Grandfather, aunts and uncles and babysitters, and, of course, people who just care. Because what we want to do is make bedtime fun. Now, we will be having a lot of you joining us from all over the world, and some of you on the West Coast, not quite ready to go to bed yet, but you still can be able to join the fun, enjoy the songs, and also listen to the books that we are going to read to you. So I just want to also say, hello, Duncan. I hope that you're feeling better. Duncan had a little scare there, but he's doing quite well. And also there's little Tony. And, of course, Christopher. Oh, we can't forget Christopher. He's always so happy playing his guitar. So one of the things you know that we're doing is getting ready for bedtime. So in the East Coast, it is already getting dark so early, and the clock is even striking. And lots of things are happening now because it's spring. And in some places, we're having summer weather so very, very soon. And, of course, that means that you don't want to go inside because it's so much fun to be able to be inside, outside, playing with your toys or still on the swings, or even you may be even doing hopscotch or playing with your trucks or playing with your friends. Or you might just be sitting down and eating because it's a great time when you have that. I want to also make sure that you have your bedtime list because in order to get ready for bed, you need to know, what do you have to do? Okay, Kwan and Kaylin out there, what do you do when it's time to get ready for bed? Not sure? Maybe you might even need a hint. Or maybe Starfish might want to tell you what happens in her world in the ocean where a lot of you will be because it is getting so hot.
Well, in the ocean, we swim around, and certainly we get ready for bed too because we, of course, need our sleep too.
Everybody needs that because you certainly need rest because it's real difficult to try to be real reasonable, pleasant, comfortable, so much fun when you haven't gotten all of your sleep the day before, or even sometimes you might even need the naps. But this time we're going to be talking about bedtime hour. So you know what, Starfish? I think they might want to at least hear a bedtime list to be able to check it off.
Of course. The bedtime list. How can we forget the bedtime list? first, we must clean up our toys. Check. Second, we must take a bath. Check. Third, we must wash our face and brush our teeth. Check.
Of course.
And, of course, read a bedtime story and get ready for bed. Check, check.
And don't forget, if you have any friends that you want to bring on board with you to make it easier to go to sleep.
Of course. And should we play our bedtime checklist?
Oh, I would love to hear that, because I think it, you know, when you have music and when you have a song, it just makes everything go faster. Let's hear it.
Yes, it certainly makes it go faster, and it's easier to remember. Here we go, boys and girls, our bedtime checklist.
Check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Boys and girls, that is some list. So you see why we had to have a song, because it's a lot to remember, and it just makes the day go by so much easier, and it makes, I think, a more relaxing and more comfortable, if going to bed can be comfortable. Just makes an easier time in getting there.
Exactly.
We have a lot of treats for you today, because some songs that you haven't heard. And now that you know that list, one of the things that you have to do, and I remember that was on that list, if I can remember that long, long list, was to make sure that you're ready to go. So that means getting those PJs.
Getting your favorite stuffed animal.
And getting that, maybe that favorite thumb or the bottle or the little thing that you might put in to make things just a little bit easier, a pacifier.
Or the blankie. Can't forget our blankie.
Oh, no. And the teddy. And also, oh, you can't forget your little doll. She would never be able to go to sleep. So her eyes would be wide awake if she's not in the bed with you. And the teddy bear, you have Teddy? Teddy's got to be there. I know that. Renee always brings, she always brings her to Papa. I think we have also, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, she does.
And guess what, boys and girls? You know that we always have Kindle, and Kindle has a very special book that she's reviewed and she would love to share with you. So while you're getting your pajamas and while you're getting ready, and all the boys and girls who have to make book reports and not quite sure what kind of book to be able to get, I think that listening to Kindle will certainly help you in knowing what book to select. Now, we know that last month, we were talking about Black History Month, which is very special. And we have people that are going, that we studied, and we have another person that we would love to hear. And I think he played a very favorite sport. But why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to Kindle and hear what she has to say about her book? Kindle, how are you doing?
I think she almost went to Betty Bye. We lost her for a second.
Oh, okay. Did she come back on? We got to get her back again.
She'll come back.
Okay. Okay. But sometimes that happens. You know Kindle is in California, but maybe she'll call us back again. And she has a very special book on a very special person that loved to play sports when he was a younger person, a young boy, just like many of you are out there in Radio Land. But while she's doing that, why don't we play the bath time song that gets you right in the mood? It's a boogie woogie wash.
Of course. We love that song. Boys and girls, Rub a Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
Oh, Starfish, you forgot. It's boogie woogie.
Oh, boogie woogie. Why was boogie woogie to all the songs?
Right, we've been having Rubber Ducky, but this time we're going to have a little different song called Boogie Woogie Wash.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. Oh, boys and girls, I think we're going to have a slight change.
Oh, I see it. Here it goes.
Oh, there it is.
You
boogie
see it? You have to put your glasses on. Get ready, boys
if
and girls.
You can get into the right frame of mind. You can have a real good time.
Now, who
just
wants to get
taking a bath with the boogie woogie wash rag blue. You just put a little rhythm in the scrub. Do a little splashing in the tub. Put a tickle in your toes and a tingle on your nose with the boogie woogie wash rag blue. And you can scrub a little wow in your eyebrows
and rub a little glow on your elbow.
Then add a little grin to your cheeks and chin and put a little zip in your hips. Then give a gentle squeeze to your knees. Put a little charm in your arms. Then linger for a while on your fingers as you smile with the boogie woogie wash rag blue. Now freckle on your ankle. Then rub a little bliss on your face and wrist, and any other place you might have missed. Then shine a little cheer on your ears, and put a little beat in your feet. And don't forget to check your stomach and your neck with the Boogie Woogie Wash Rag Blues. Yeah, the boogie, the Boogie Woogie Wash Rag Blues.
Boys and girls, are you ready to jump in that bathtub? Are you ready to wash behind the ears?
I think they're
in
ready
the
to boogie,
toes?
Boogie.
What about you? Don't you think you'll be ready, Starfish?
Yes, I'm ready to boogie, woogie, woogie.
It was a different song, but it will get you squeaky clean, and it lets you know one of the things to do. And it lets you know what part of your body you could be able to wash, so you could just go down the list of what the song is saying to you.
Boogie woogie, cleaning boogie woogie.
Yeah, so we will have, Kendall will be joining us very shortly. So we're thrilled to try to call, but you know, sometimes things you might want to, you're happy and looking forward to being able to do, and sometimes you have a little difficulty in doing that. Just like trying to get in that bathroom and brush those teeth, because you've got to take care of them so that when they fall out, which they will do to make ready for the permanent teeth, they will not hurt you. Because they're coming out, because they naturally do. Oh, here we have her right now.
Hello?
Kendall!
Hi.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Hi.
Hi. You hear Starfish?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, we're so excited to be able to have you, and especially coming back to Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We miss you, and we are so looking forward to having you tell us about some of the books, and especially from Random House Publishing Company.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. Isn't it something to be able to have them give you books and have reviews and let us know about what you think of them?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, boys and girls, Kendall is not a grown-up. Right, Kendall?
Yeah.
So she's going to tell us the name of her book and just a little bit more of the information so that you can be able to go to your public library or go to your school library, or you might even just go to a bookstore, your community bookstore, and buy the book, because I think you'll really like this book. So, Kendall, you want to tell the boys and girls and the moms and dads, what's the name of the book?
The book I read was Young Pele, Soccer's First Star by Lisa Klein Ransom and illustrated by James E. Ransom.
Wow. Did you know anything about Pele before you started?
Well, I knew that he was a soccer, international famous soccer player. But I did not know how he got to be a soccer player and what he had to do to become it.
So, boys and girls, sometimes you may not know a lot about a subject, but you might know just a little bit, and that still makes you curious to want to know more. So let's hear what Kendall has to say.
Well, I thought that author Lisa Klein Ransom was a great storyteller, and the illustrator, James E. Ransom, gave beautiful pictures that reminded me of green fields and blue skies. The story was an example of how dreams can come true if you're passionate and desire to be the best you can be. Pele Edison started as a young kid with dreams, talent and desire. He played the game with no shoes, which is amazing, no uniforms or anything that other soccer player kids have. This is a good book I want to read other books written by Lisa Klein Ransom. She has a way of telling a story like you're watching a movie.
Wow. And Kendall, you have a way of describing it like watching a movie. I can imagine the story without having even read it. Great review.
Thank you.
Really good review. So if you were to give this if you had five fingers, what would you recommend this book would be for you, in your opinion?
I think it would be a 5 because I do enjoy reading about other sport members who do sports, because they do really great things in order to accomplish their goal.
So, Kendall, after reading that book and knowing how excited it got you, because the author was so vivid and letting you know what was going to happen and giving you so much information, and especially it had to be a little difficult with having no shoes and no uniforms, because soccer always has colorful uniforms and they always have great shoes. And he still was able to be good, right?
Yep.
Wow.
But you know what, Starfish? Kendall can talk to her sister, Sasha, who's good at track, and maybe she might write a book.
Yeah, she probably will.
And you will be the person she needs to come to write her story so that you can look at it to see if it will be just as interesting to be able to get a high five.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you so much for doing that and reading the book. And we'll have another book from you from Random House. We're so excited that you did it and read the whole book and gave us a great book report. I think you need to tell your teacher about that.
Oh, I already told them after I finished reading the book.
Oh, what did they say?
Well, there's a lot of kids in my class who play soccer, and a lot of them love Pele, soccer, the soccer star, and they didn't know a lot about him until the teacher had me tell it to the whole class. They really liked it.
Wow, what's the name of your teacher?
You're a superstar.
I know, isn't that something, Starfish?
You're giving all those kids knowledge that they wouldn't have not ordinarily received.
And maybe even make them read the book.
Yeah, we have this, my teacher said he's going to try and go out and buy the book.
And
what is your teacher's name?
Right.
What's my teacher's name?
Yes.
His name is Mr. Balosone.
Well, hi, Mr. Balosone. Thank you for listening and helping our great reviewer.
And he is probably quite proud of, don't you think, Starfish? Quite proud of her.
Oh, definitely.
So I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us and sharing it with the boys and girls all around the world. And I'm sure that they're going to buy. Would you tell them again the name of the book, the author, and the illustrator so they could be able to get it from Random House?
The book is called Young Pele, Soccer's First Star, by Lisa Klein Ransom and James E. Ransom.
Well, you did a great job, and I want to thank you so much again, and we'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Kendall.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
And are you
Bye.
Sleepy yet? Are you sleepy yet?
No.
Well, boys and girls, see you on the West Coast. Yeah. Starfish, you are so right. She is on the West Coast. So good night.
Night.
Well, Starfish, wasn't that something?
That was amazing. And that's exactly why we want to have readers read, because they're able to promote more reading to other kids. And it continues and continues and continues.
And it makes you feel real good when you know that you can read the book, and then not only read the book, but be able to tell other people and to tell your teacher and to have a lot of students all love the book.
Exactly. Knowledge is contagious, boys and girls.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And do we have a special song for a book to introduce your book yet?
Boys and girls, tonight I will be reading Tim O'Toole and the Wee Folk Man.
It sounds like a holiday that we just had.
Exactly. That is exactly right, Angel. We just had St. Patrick's Day, which was just yesterday. So now if you're wondering, why was everyone wearing green? Why were all the drinks green? Why were my bagels green? Everything was green. Green, green. Even on sports, they were highlighting Mr. John Green and the Notre Dame basketball team. Everything that had related to Irish and green was on TV. It was a lot.
Right, and if you didn't wear green, you might have gotten pinched.
Exactly, a little pinch, maybe on the cheek. So, in light of that wonderful, wonderful celebration, we would like to read Tim O'Toole and the Wee Folk by Gerald McDermott, which is the Penguin Books as the publisher. Are you ready, boys and girls?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, boys and girls, get your lucky Irish on. Here we go. In a little cottage, on a little hill, at the end of a little lane in Donegal's, lived Tim O'Toole and his wife, Kathleen. Tim and Kate was so cool, so very poor. That's not getting you in the mood. They're so poor that they did not have one penny or a potato between them. Their children ate porridge for supper. Even the mice were thin from want of food. And the car wouldn't bother with chasing it. And the cat wouldn't bother chasing with the little creatures. All neighbors who were poor enough themselves avoided Tim. But they thought he would bring them bad luck. Things went from bad to good. Until one day, there was not a crumb or drop left in the house. Oh, dear. little tool, said Kate. I can stand no more of being poor, and you sitting around bemoaning your fate. You must go out and find work like a decent man, and take us out of this poverty. Kathleen kept after him, and next morning, Tim set out to see if he could earn some wages. Tim O'Toole traveled the length of the country, knocking at every door, inquiring at every farm, taking to seek out a few coppers for a day's work. But there was no work to be had. Finally, when Tim was tired and hungry and could walk no further, he stopped and lay down to rest in the cool green clover at the side of the road. No sooner had he stretched out, and then he heard the faint sound of merry, pepping, and lighting and lifting voices, raised in song and laughter. The strange music was coming from a little hollow in the side of the hill. Tim O'Toole and the weasel. Tim crept up the hollow and peered over the edge. There below him was a troop of weasels, laughing and singing and carrying on. Well, Tim knew, for sure, his luck had changed, and for it well known that whoever spies the weasels in the light of day can demand their treasure. Suddenly, the music stopped. The music stopped. The little merrymakers were astonished when they looked up and saw Tim peering down at them. Hand over your bowls, bellowed Tim, trying to be fierce. You'll come to no harm. Have mercy on us, Tim O'Toole, begged the leader of the little people. There was a smile on his lips, and he tried not to laugh. You've caught us. For fair, we'll see that you've richly rewarded. Then, here was their hurrying and scurrying in the hollow below, and soon the wee folk handed up a little gray goose. Here you are, Tim, a goose that laid golden eggs. Go home straight away to Nassau, and you and your Kate shall never once more. Tim started for home, carrying the goose and feeling pleased that he just saw the wee folk. Soon, darkness overcame him, and he stopped at a farmhouse to ask if he could stay the night. The couple who owned the farm, the Magoons, let him in and sat him down by the fire. Tim began to boast of his great good fortune and the little gray goose that lay golden eggs. That night, while Tim was asleep, boys and girls, you knew this was coming. In the loft, Mr. Magoon decided that they could use this goose as well. Quietly, they exchanged it for their own. Tim was none the wiser for it, and in the morning went happily homeward, carrying the goose he thought would bring him great wealth. When he got home, he put the bird upon the table. Is this all you to show for being gone these 3 days? Asked Kathleen. But darling, this is no ordinary goose, said Tim. This one lays golden eggs. Well, the sort of it is, they waited a long, long, long time. And as you might guess, the goose did no such thing. They cheated me, howled Tim. And he marched off in a terrible temper to give the little people what they needed for. When he finally reached their hiding place, he was still angry. Golden egg, is it? Cried Tim to the wee folk. That goose Daisy made no eggs at all. This is curious indeed, said the little startled leader. Then the little man wrinkled his nose and gave a sly smile. But wait a moment. We'll make good your reward. They were hurrying and scurrying in the hollow below. A moment later, the wee folk brought forth a fine linen tablecloth and spread it in front of them, in front of Tim. In the wink of an eye, it was covered with so much food and drink in the likes of which he had never seen before. Take this tablecloth home right away, Tim O'Toole, and tell not a soul, cautioned the leader of this little one. Then you and your darling Kate shall never want for more. Tim walked merrily toward home as the darkness came upon him. Again he stayed the night with the Magoons and boasted to them of his newfound fortune. The Magoons thought it good fortune indeed. While Tim slept, they slipped away the magic tablecloth and exchanged it for an ordinary one from their own cupboard. Tim was none the wiser for it when he reached home. And the next day, "Gasoline, my darling," he said, "we'll never go hungry." With a flourish, she spread the cloth upon the table. Well, of course, it was empty and produced not a drop or a crumb. Kathleen laughed from one into a rage. "The little heathens," he shouted. In a flash, Tim was out the door and on the road again. "Stand back," Tim called down into the little hollow where the wee folks were gathered. "Just please, you are not Tim O'Toole," said the leader. "Could it be the same across was empty?" All the wee folks were grinning. "Indeed it was, you scoundrel," answered Tim. The wee ones began to chuckle. "And did you go direct home, as we told you?" Tim O'Toole admitted he had twice stayed the night at the Magoon. When they heard this, little people burst into laughter. "You are a fool to trust the likes of the Magoons," said the leader. "But never mind, Tim. We've just the thing for you." The little people brought up a strange green hut and gave it to Tim. They instructed him to boast of its magic to the Magoons and to leave the hut where they could find it. "Then we shall what we shall see," said the wee ones. A third time, Tim carried to the Magoons. He proudly displayed the magic hat the wee folk had given them. Then he crawled into the loft and pretended to sleep. He had but laid his head upon the straw when he heard the Magoons stir below. "I wonder what sort of magic it is," said Magoon to his wife. Cautiously, he tipped over the hat. Out of the hat jumped 10 little tiny men. Each had a little black thorn club and began to beat the Magoons about the shins and the ankles. The couples whooped and hollered and danced around the room, trying to escape the blows of the wee folk. "Lay off! Lay off!" begged Magoon. "Tell your henchmen to have mercy, O'Toole. Give me my linen tablecloth and my little gray goose, and I'll leave you at peace," said Tim, laughing all the while. The Magoons gave back what they had taken. Tim put on his hat, tucked the little gray goose under one arm, draped the tablecloth over the other, headed for home. When Tim arrived, he spread the tablecloth before Kathleen and set down the goose in the middle of it. The bird hopped and laid a golden egg. 10, the most delectable eatables and drinkables began. Then the most delectable and eatables, drinkables began magically to appear on the table. "Kathleen, my darling," said Tim, "we're happy at last." Or so Tim thought. books from all parts soon heard of O'Toole's good fortune and crowded in to see the wondrous goose. Their little cottage filled up with neighbors until there was no place left to sit or stand. Everyone helped themselves to the never-ending supply of eatables and drinkables. I never knew we had so many friends, said Tim. But I think this time the party was at an end. Tim tipped his hat and jumped out 10 little tiny men that black with black thorn clubs. They beat the shins and ankles of the noisy crowd, chased them out of the house, and cursed them down the hall and also down the hill. The end. Oh, my goodness. What adventures.
Yes, it was. And Tim O'Toole is a fine Irish name.
He finally learned his lesson that it's not always good to boast.
He did. And do you know, Starfish, that a lot of Irish storytelling traditions are one of the richest in the world?
No.
Because they have so many morals to them.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
Now, it was because the Romans did not invade Ireland for the spoken language, but had remained relatively to unchanging things that were happening. And this is one of the reasons why you have all of these Irish legends, and they are still used today. So that was a really fine story that you told. And a lot of lessons, boys and girls, that sometimes things aren't what they seem.
Exactly. Especially that hat that had no powers.
Or the blanket that had no food. And people came from all over just to be able to see what they had heard about. The magic hat. The blanket that had food, and there was plenty to go around. Oh, it sounds like we probably don't have a song this time for St. Patrick's Day. Can we get it tooled up?
We'll try.
Well, it still was really fine, and I know that a lot of you had a great time. You probably went to a lot of parades and were seeing a lot of the floats all green and money being thrown around and everyone wearing necklaces and hats and jewelry, all having such a good time to celebrate. Let's see. We're thrilled that you're joining us today at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I want to thank you so much for joining us again and listening to all the things that we have. And while we're doing that, let's hear another song. Because some of you will be getting ready for bedtime. Now, of course, what we do is when that happens, we play a song, but we also want to be able to share a song with our friends. And then I have a story to tell you about a little girl who was the world champion of staying awake. I wonder if that's you. But we want to greet our friends that we have that always come back and listen to Aunt Jill's bedtime stories with Starfish.
All right, Angela, are you going to go ahead and read your book, and we'll get that St. Patrick's song for the kids.
Okay. This is by Sean Taylor. And it was illustrated by Jimmy Leo. Good night, Stella, says Dad. Time to go to bed. I know, boys and girls, you've heard that too. But how can Stella go to bed? But still has Cherry Pig, Thunderbolt the Puppet Mouse, and Beanbag Frog to get to sleep. I'm a bit wide awake, snuffled Cherry Pig. I'm a lot wide awake, called out Thunderbolt. And Beanbag Frog is worse than wide awake. He's going to hoppity hop. Stoppity stop, said Stella. It's time to go to bed. I'm not going to sleep, called out Thunderbolt. Sleep is too slow, croaked Beanbag Frog. I'm the world champion of staying awake. Are you like that, boys and girls? The world champion of staying awake? Especially because it's springtime. It's so hard to get those eyes closed. But Stella is good at thinking up ways to get them to sleep. So she puts them on her pillow. Can you dream the pillow into something? Asked Cherry Pig. I bet your mommy and daddy says that to you. Yes, said Stella. It's a ship. And it is. She puts them up in the air and goes up and down, going to the place that Starfish goes. Now the pillow ship rocks, and the pillow ship sways, and the pillow ship sways and sails across the waves. In the deep water under the boat, jellyfish, sharks, and seahorses, and maybe even starfish float. But down in the cabin, you'll come to no harm. You'll be warm as a cat sleeping inside a barn. She snuggles her feet, she snuggles her knees, and lets yourself sway over the sweet seas. Quietly, Stella checks. Cherry Pig is asleep. But Beanbag Frog asks, is jelly made from jellyfish? And Thunderbolt is calling out, the world champion of staying awake is actually me. Now, how am I ever going to sleep? Well, I still have you too. So Stella says with a sigh, oh. And of course, they're thinking of presents, toys, fireworks, spicy sausage pizza, ice cream, teddy bear, an apple, suggests Thunderbolt. It's not time for anything like that, Stella tells them. It's time to shut your eyes. I've shut my eyes, but my feet are completely awoke, says Beanbag Frog in a bouncy, bouncy voice. So Stella puts them in her shoebox. Can you dream this box into something? Asked Thunderbolt. Yes, said Stella. It's a train. And it is. Toot, 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 toot. Outside the air, it's cold with rain, but it's warm and dry on the midnight train. The silver wheels spin around on the track on their way over the mountain and back. And it chugs and it clambers and it steams. The train will carry you into your dreams. Honeybee, honeybee, and apple tree, apple tree. dream of long journeys and dinosaur eggs, dream of white horses with gallopy legs. Maybe you might see a unicorn. Who's the world champ of staying awake now? Whispers Stella. Thunderbolt lifts his head and says, I'm the world's champion of going to sleep. Then he closes his eyes in his box. So that leaves Beanbag Frog. Is he asleep? Shh. No, he's not. He's going hoppity hop and hoppity hop again. How many years is it to be my birthday? He asked Stella. I can't believe you're still awake, she whispers. I can't, says his croaky voice. The world champion of staying awake must actually be me. So Stella puts him in the toy basket. Can you dream our basket into something? Asks Beanbag Frog. Yes, Stella, I can. Yes, said Stella. It's a balloon. And it is. The starship balloon flies off and away,
just like a star,
leaving behind the last of today. Through air as quiet as fallen snow, up and up and up you go. Up so high that it's best to stop if you feel like going hoppity hop. And what's around you as you rise? The sparkling necklace of the sky. Stella checks Beanbag Frog is lying with his head on one arm. Not a croak, not a bounce, not a hoppity hop. They're all fast asleep, she whispers. And she tucks them one by one into bed. So the world champion of staying awake must actually be Stella. Boys and girls, it may not be because Stella is fast asleep. The end. Are you the champion? Yes, are you the champion starfish of the ocean of staying awake?
Sometimes I think I am.
And when you're ready to go, it's so hard to keep those eyes open. You want to get toothpicks there.
Exactly. Boys and girls, do you feel like champions of staying awake sometimes? I know certainly when you have your aunts and uncles and your cousins, like for holiday time, you just want to stay up and talk and have fun with them, especially in those times. That's certainly when you want to have, want to be the champions of staying awake.
Oh, yes. And I think maybe we'll play that little song of Kareem Bailey Ray, because I think a lot of you have already fallen asleep and you're not even answering us.
I think so too.
Are you ready, boys and girls?
Do you have your favorite Thumbelina there with you? Poppy? Have you already fallen? I see your glasses already on the floor. And Grandma is right there, already on the pillow.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
Grandma, good night. Your mommy and daddy, give them hugs. They're special. And we'll be seeing you next week with Starfish
and Cancer.
Oh, I know some of you already dropped off. Spot it as long as you can. And I want to thank you so much for being able to join us. But let's play just a little bit of that St. Patrick song so that you have an idea of what the song was all about and what was the celebration and why was everyone wearing green. But good night, and we want to just play it out. And Starfish, you want to say good night to the boys and girls?
Boys and girls, have a wonderful evening. Here we go.
That was by Kids Up. Good night, Aunt Jewel and Starfish.